Option agreement. Option agreements are often used in real estate. An option agreement gives a potential buyer or tenant the right to purchase or lease a property. The option agreement is an example of a unilateral contract, a contract according to which only one of the parties is obligated to perform, unlike a sales agreement, which would require both parties to perform certain actions. It is important to recognize that an option agreement is not the same thing as a sales contract. The essential elements of an option agreement include the following. Term. The option to purchase is for a specific period. Price. The option is for a specific price. The option fee. Conditions. Other conditions of the proposed transaction are specified in the option agreement. An option to purchase is a standard tool in the commercial real estate business. For example, a developer may purchase an option to purchase from a seller while he or she is performing due diligence. Due diligence consists of the tasks performed to determine the feasibility of a proposed project. An option may be purchased that may give a potential developer up to a year or more to perform due diligence. In residential real estate, options are used on a short-term basis. In some states, short-term options are used to hold a property while the potential buyer is having inspections performed. In residential leasing, a tenant may have the option to purchase the property during the lease term. Lease option. A lease option allows a tenant to buy the property at a preset price and terms for a given period. This can also be called a lease with an option to buy. At the time the lease is negotiated, a purchase price is also negotiated. The tenant has the right to purchase the property at the preset price during the term of the lease. While the tenant is not obligated to buy, the landlord is obligated to sell. Brokers should refer clients interested in a lease purchase agreement to an attorney. License holders in Texas are specifically prohibited from writing this type of agreement for their clients. Due to the complexity of option agreements, they are most often prepared by an attorney. In Texas, there are no standard TREC forms for option agreements. In order to avoid the unlawful practice of law by license holders, option agreements should be prepared by an attorney. Contract for deed. Another contract used in real estate is the contract for deed. A typical sale of a property concludes with the transfer of title to the buyer at closing. The closing usually occurs anywhere from 20 to 60 days after entering into a contract. Another method of selling real estate that postpones the delivery of title into the future is accomplished with a contract for deed. Historically, most seller finance transactions were done using a contract for deed. A contract for deed, also known as an installment contract, land contract, or real estate contract, is a contract between a buyer and seller. In the contract, the buyer agrees to make regular payments to the seller. The seller retains legal title to the property, known as title retention, and the buyer acquires equitable title or equitable interest in the property. In the contract, the seller promises to convey legal title to the buyer when all payments have been made. In many cases, the buyer is unable to obtain traditional mortgage credit and may or may not have made a down payment. Contract for deed has historically been used in a wide variety of transactions. Seller finance of a residence for a buyer whose financial or credit situation makes getting a new loan impossible. Historically, buyers under a contract for deed had rights that were little more than those of a tenant. When the buyer defaulted, his or her eviction was a relatively easy process. Seller finance of a residence that has an existing mortgage that cannot be paid off. The sale of development tracts, where the developer has a mortgage on the entire project that does not allow for releases of individual tracts. Contract for deed transactions are inexpensive, quick, and easy. Because a lender is not involved, and because title does not transfer, the deal is closed quickly, often without the benefit of the services of a title company or title insurance. The sale of property using a contract for deed involves risk for both the seller and the buyer. If the buyer fails to make timely payments to the seller may have difficulty clearing the title record after repossession of the property. This is especially true if the buyer records the contract in the public records. The risk to the buyer is even greater. The buyer might make on-time payments for years, only to find that the seller is incapable of delivering clear title in the future due to circumstances that are out of the seller's control. For example, the seller might be bankrupt, encumbered by judgments, or might even be deceased. Some unscrupulous sellers have been known to mortgage the property without the buyer's knowledge. The buyer is unaware of the mortgage until he loses the property in foreclosure. The sale of lots and small acreage tracts on contract for deed is also quite risky for a buyer. In most cases, the developer is the borrower on a mortgage that encumbers the entire development. The developer sells tracts to buyers who enter into a contract for deed. The buyer anticipates being deeded the property when all payments have been made. However, if the developer has failed to sell enough parcels to pay off the development loan, the seller cannot deliver clear title. Additionally, if the developer fails to repay the development loan, the entire project will be foreclosed. At that point, all of the buyers lose the land, the money paid under the contract, and any improvements they may have made to the land. Some states prohibit the use of a contract for deed, while others severely restrict its use. In many of the states where the practice is still legal, safeguards have been put in place that protect the buyer from being easily evicted from a property upon default. Selling and financing property on a contract for deed is still legal in Texas. Since 1999, the state has enacted legislation to protect buyers, especially in the case of buyers who have, over time, made a substantial number of payments. There are no TREC-promulgated forms for selling property on a contract for deed. License holders should refer buyers and sellers to an attorney when the parties want to sell on this form of contract. Contract for deed is also known as a land contract, installment contract, cash for deed, and real estate contract. Lease purchase agreements. A lease purchase agreement is a contract used in real estate that combines some of the elements of a sale with a lease. A tenant makes regular lease payments to the landlord, just as in a standard lease. In a lease purchase, the tenant agrees to purchase the property at an agreed-upon time and terms. The obligation of the tenant to purchase the property makes this type of transaction completely different from a lease option agreement. In a lease option agreement, the buyer has the option to buy, but is not obligated to do so. Although not required, in some cases, a part of the buyer's or tenant's rent payments are applied to the down payment or purchase price. The lease purchase agreement is advantageous to the seller who may be trying to sell a property in a down market. The arrangement also appeals to the buyer, whose credit or personal situation makes it difficult or impossible to obtain a mortgage. If the ultimate sale involves the buyer obtaining a mortgage loan for the purchase, the risk to both parties is that the loan may not be attainable. In most cases, the buyer will be subject to a loss of earnest money or other damages if he or she fails to close. In many cases, the lease option is more advantageous to the buyer because the buyer has the right to purchase but is not obligated to do so. In Texas, TREC has no standard promulgated contract forms for lease purchase agreements. Texas license holders with buyers and sellers who wish to enter into this type of agreement should refer them to an attorney. License holders should never write language that merges a TREC-promulgated contract with a lease form that attempts to create a lease purchase agreement.